So we're talking about the satiety or like the fullness or the nutrients that come with a certain set of 100 calories versus, say, another set. For example, like 100 calories of crackers versus 100 calories of some kind of nut or something.
Right. And I think going along with the culture of our society that I think is overly focused on calories, that people, might not be caring very much. What they care about is staying within their calorie limit if they're concerned about their weight. And it encourages people to maybe not make the best choices, but just to meet their calorie limits. And that's not what we should be talking about. Is I think as nutrition professionals, we should be encouraging, look at the big picture type of thing. Look at how your 100 calories are breaking down into different nutrients. Maybe looking at what they call quote unquote macros. All of the calorie tracking apps will tell you what your macros are now. And you can find that on the app and it'll tell you ate this much fat, this much protein, this much carb today. To me, I find that more useful in terms of nutrition than, yes, you were 4 calories over, but that's okay. You were really close to your 1400 calorie limit or whatever your calorie limit is.
Right, putting better balance
Yeah.
for the day.
I think, I'd be thrilled if people were more concerned about the breakdown of their nutrients throughout the day, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, except I feel like if you're only focusing, or if a person's only focusing on fewer calories per serving, rather than thinking about how much fat am I getting or how much protein, which are really the things that fill you and hold you over longer, I feel like that same person who's likely to think that way is also likely then to be all twisty about the fact that they're perpetually hungry. Even if they're staying within their calories by the end of the day, they would probably report to you, all I ever want to do is eat, and I'm
Right.
always hungry. And it's because they're always eating real low satiety foods.
Right, absolutely.
Just in the effort to
Absolutely.
see that profile of like, look at this amount of popcorn or crackers, whatever I could get, because it was only 100 calories,
Right.
versus that little handful of nuts I would have had.
Right.
And of course, it's also very, I think, like American, to like want like more, for less. You know what I mean? Like a bigger plate of something or a bigger
Right,
bowl
and
of
that goes
something.
back to the mindfulness thing that we were talking about last time, which is you can be satisfied with a smaller amount of something really good and rich and filling, and you got to let yourself have that opportunity. Otherwise, you are perpetually hungry. I agree. I actually had this come up in class last week, and someone brought up their app and said, "What do you think about this breakdown of my calories?" I couldn't believe it. They were asking my opinion, and I said, "I think you need more fat." And she was appalled because she spends her entire day trying to make her fat percentage smaller and smaller so that by dinner she's, got her calorie limit, she's within it, but she didn't use, she was doing it from carbs and protein all.
So this is really like an advanced way of asking someone to think about their eating, though. That I
Absolutely.
don't, the same way as we're just, an analogy of it that comes to my mind is like trying to train people that when they read a label on a food to read for not the total fat, but the amount of saturated and trans, although I think, obviously there's not commonly you're finding trans anymore. But it's like the same kind of idea on your day, right? Thinking about not just the calories, but looking at things at a deeper level.